It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Sav, what a jam-packed Parsha. And again, we just finished the Purim, a Purim in Givat Zev, and we'll talk about it, we'll talk about the essence of Purim, but again, Yerushalayim has their Purim tomorrow in America right now. They're going through their Purim right now, probably in the middle of the Sudas, and we'll talk about, but again, wow, what a crazy Purim. 30 Bachrim, my wife, wow, working so hard, and a Bachar came over to me and was like, this is my first Purim in Eretz Yisrael, and it was so amazing, the Ruach, and the Kedusha. Again, the guy's throwing up a lot, we won't talk about that, even though I just did, but whoa, but at the same time, there was so much Kedusha, so much Tefillah, so much reaching out to the Rabbanu Shalom, but we're going to do like we always do. My voice is a little sore, but I'm going to try my best. We're going to ask a couple of questions and then come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point. And again, we're going to bring in the whole essence of Purim connected with this week's parsha. The Torah tells us in Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Tzaves Aaron v'yesponov Lemor, go and command Aaron and his children, Zos Torah Sa'ola. We're talking about the command of the Ola offering, and we know there's so many details of all the karbanos, so many details of taking the karbon. We know that the Gemara tells us in this Zvachim there are different actions of the karbon. They would do the shechita, they would slaughter it, then they would take the blood, the kabbalah, then they would take halicha, then they would do the zrika, they would take the blood to the mizbeach, and then they go sprinkle the blood again. I know blood, I'm nervous, but I always talk about blood, we're not going to talk about that now. But again, throwing the blood on the Mizbeach, getting a kapara. But there's an amazing thing, and we're going to try to connect this into Purim also, obviously. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Torah tells us a very famous carbon. The Torah says, V'zois Torah Zevach HaShlomim, Asher Yakriv LaHashem, Im Al Toda Yakrivenu. It's an offering of thanksgiving. And Rashi brings down in Pasuk Yud Beis, what does it mean, a Toda? He says there's four times that we have this Toda. Yor De Hayam. When a person's going and traveling in the sea, v'holchim midbarios, someone who's traveling the desert, v'chavushe beit asur, and so on, who's in a jail and he's released, v'chola shenis rapa, someone that's sick and he's healed. In all these cases, you have to go and give hodah to Hashem, you have to thank Hashem. Again, kuf zayin, pasuk ches, and pasuk tesvov, yoydu Hashem chasto nehefloso lune odom. This idea of the toda karbon. And we know the Toda Karbon is very unique. It's unique because you have to take 40 loaves, you have to take matzahs, and you have to take regular loaves. And we know normally, when you offer a Karbon, you offer a Shlomim, the Torah tells us, the Gemaras tell us, that you have 2 days to offer it. However, a Toda, you're offering the Toda, a Shlomim Karbon, with all those loaves, and you only have 1 day. Why? Why do you only have 1 day? There's so much going on in this carbon. It's a regular shlomim. That is the shiloh of the great Nitziv, Rav Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, the Rosh Hashiva of Elazhin. All the greats, all the major gedolim came out of Elazhin. Again, they had to close it down because of the Haskalah. But Rav Chaim Salvechik, I remember my grandfather, Rav Bamzi Zatzal, always telling me that the way they viewed Rav Chaim, again, Rav Chaim passed it on to the Briskerov, Rav Velvel, and Rav Moshe Salvechik, who passed it on to Rav Salvechik, all the Salvechiks in America and Eretz Yisrael, amazing. And he was like a chemist. He was able to dissect the Gemaras, dissect the Rambams that came from Volozhin. And then it's Siv asked his Kasha, why give 2 days? Why specifically one? Question two. We know that Megillah, it's a hard mitzvah because you got to listen to every single word and you're nervous. Did I get that word? And then you fall asleep. We all know what we're talking about. And then you didn't fall asleep. Right? I once heard from one of the Rosh Hashivas, Rav Ilson. He said, you know, if you lose this place, at least if you're looking for it, you're hearing it. It's a din in the shmiah, a din in the listening. So again, it's a din of Megillah. There's Megillah for men and the Megillah for women. And the Gemara says in Megillah, Naf Dalid, Af Hein Hayu Bo'osa Nes, that they were also involved, as we know, the whole Nes came through Esther saving Klal Yisrael. And there are three times that we have this mitzvah of Afhina Yuba Osanes. Mitzvah, the first time we have it, again, we'll start with Pesach. Pesach, we have Afu Mosanes, that a woman needs to have Dalet Kosel, she needs to have the 4 cups of wine. Right, everyone gets very tired, but she better finish those 4 cups. Again, you have to skip a little. Okay, I'm not giving you a halachic ramification. Shout out to Uncle G one day. I always say we're going to have halachic years. But again, you have to have your Dalet Kosos. And then the next time we have Afim Bosanes found the Gemara in Shabbos is by Chanukah. And then the next one is this holiday that we're in right now, Purim. It's coming. It's over for Eretz Yisrael outside of Yerushalayim, Chutz Lachoma. Maybe in America they're still involved, but there's an idea of Afhim Bosanes in Chanukah and in Purim. And the question is, why specifically these three? What about Shavuos? What about Sukkos? We know women have a Patur in Sukkah, right? They're not Chayiv in Sukkah, and they're not Chayiv in Shavuos. Again, learn the Taire, Avada, but still there's no Chiyuv. So why specifically these three? Lastly, again, there's so much to talk about in Purim. We could go on and on and on. We're not going to do that. But I guess all you need to do is turn off the recording. But again, here we go. Question number three. I've spoken about this before. I did it with my shir. I gave a shir on this a little. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, that in the time of Mashiach, we're waiting for that Mashiach. We want Mashiach now. We need him. We can't wait. Uncle Maishi, we can't wait. We need to feel that he's really coming. But it's very interesting. The Rambam bringing down a Yerushalmi found in Aleph, Hay, and Megillah. Yerushalmi between Rav Yechonon and Rish Lakish. Amazing. My father-in-law finished. Right? Everyone's finishing Daf Yomi, and he's finishing Yerushalmi. Ah, Gavaldik. He once actually almost had a Bechina from Chaim Kanievsky about it. But quoting down from Yerushalmi, that at the time of Mashiach, everything's going to be Nisvato. Everything's going to be nullified. Except for the Rambam says, Megillas Esther and the holiday of Purim. The Rebbe disagrees and he says, no, all the public kriya, the public reading is going to be nullified, but of course we're still going to have the Svarim. So the obvious question is, why? Why specifically the Nes of Purim? Why Megillas Esther? Really, we're going to have Chumshei Torah, we'll still have the 5 books of Moshe Rabbeinu, but why specifically? Says the Rambam, quoting Yerushalmi, that in the time of Mashiach, we're going to still have Purim, right? We love Purim, we love drinking. Okay, some people, you know, different minhagim, some people drink a little, they go to sleep, like the Ramah, some people go mahader, mahader, mahader. Today, all the Bachrim, they went mahader, 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 and then I have my Shana Bet guys come at 9 o'clock at night, I'm like, oh my God, Hashem, please, right, oh my, my wife, slaving away in the kitchen, all my girls helping also, but again, it's the Labor Day. A lot of but really, it's Gavaldic. So, but the question is, why specifically Purim? So again, let's just chazer over. Question one, got in 1 second. Carbon Toido, why not 2 days? We have one. Question two, Afhin Ayuba Osanes, women have a chiyuv. Why specifically is Megillah Chanukah and Pesach, the Dalet Kosos? And question number three is the Rambam. So what's the Yisoid? What's this foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way? The Nitziv, the great Nitziv. Again, as we spoke about, I'm Tully Svi Yehuda Berlin. It's amazing. I always tell this story. It's such a powerful story for everyone. Is that he was 4 years old, and he was upstairs, and he heard that his mother and his father were crying. And they said, oh, our little Naftali, he's not the smartest student in Cheder. Okay, we have to find him a trade. He's like, okay, listen, not everyone's cut out to be the great, to be a Rosh Yeshiva. Not everyone's cut out. And they said, he's going to be a shoemaker. And when little Naftali heard this, he started crying. And he said, again, shoemaker is a tremendous, it's a great job. We don't have to throw shoemakers under the bus. It's a great job, but I don't want to be a shoemaker. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. And he started crying to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and he said, Hashem, let me be a Talmud Chacham. Let me work hard. And he worked hard and hard and hard. And he became the great Rosh Yeshiva, and he created the Lodge. And you know, it's very interesting. Most yeshivas, they learn either Noshim, Nezikin, all the Kiddushin, or Gein, different Masechdas, or Nezikin, Baba Kama, Baba Basar, all the different. But in the Lodge, they went from cover to cover, the Daf Yomi. They went, but again, they learned to be in all the Rishonim, they went cover to cover. You can look at it in a Tziv. He has on everything. And he said that when he finishes She'iltos, when he wrote a whole sefer on so many different things, and he finishes She'iltos, he said, you know, I was going to come up Me'eva Esrim, and Hashem would say, where's your She'iltos? Where is it? He'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. She'iltos? What are you saying? But no, he worked hard. Mamish, we're all here to work hard. Everyone in their own level, their own different parnosim, the different jobs, but it's all to work hard, to do ishtadlus, to build that relationship with Hashem. So what is, says in its sieve, what is the pshat? What is the pshat? Why by the Toida do you only have, why by the Toida do you have one day and not two? So it says in its sieve, you know why? Because the carbon Toida, the Thanksgiving carbon, is to be mefarsing the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you want to be mefarsing the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to do Persume Nisa. You need to go outside and say, wow, look. And says the great Nitziv. Says the Nitziv. You know why specifically the carbon told us you got to get everyone together. There's 40 loaves. There's a lot of things going on. There's the carbon, the shechting of the shlomim. But you got to get everyone together. Why? Because you have a chiyuv to be mefarsim the nes. You have a chiyuv to do what you can. That is the yesod. The yesod is to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives and to make it real. You know, sometimes we don't even know what we don't even know what Hashem's doing for us. You know, I was once reading a story in Chaim Zev, my little Chaimol. I was reading him a book, and again, I read in this book Something from Nothing. I read it, I know it by heart. Yosef was a little boy, the whole thing. But one time I was reading him a book about Rabbi Akiva, and we all know the famous story. It's found in the Gemara Brachos and Ksuvos. The story was that Rabbi Akiva heard that there was going to be a death, Chas V'Shalom. And he said, Stoka Tatsil Mimaves. And he didn't really know. He saw B'Nevuah, he wasn't sure. And it was the night of the Chasana, and his daughter was getting married in Mamach HaSimcha. And then she saw a pauper. No one saw this pauper, and she gave a little money. And the Gemara says that at night she put her pin from her hair into the wall, and when she woke up, there was a snake that was killed from her little pin. We don't know the chesed that Ribbono Shel Olam is doing. Again, staka, kol haposhei yad, I'm Purim, you give whatever you can. I walk around with my little shekels, I give out a little shekels here and there. All the little kids, they want a little more. But no, right? So kol haposhei yad, because we don't even know the chesed of Hashem. I once heard from Rav Fishel Schachter, he said something amazing. He gave a shiur in Vaseret, and he said that he was walking by, and he saw the little cheder boys. And oh, they're always doing construction in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, everywhere, right? There's pekak, there's traffic everywhere, especially on Purim, right? Yeah. So he said the boys are walking, and they're doing construction, and something fell down from the construction, Chas V'Shalom. And it missed the boy literally by like 2 feet. And the boy, but it fell behind the boy. He didn't even know the Chesed Hashem. We don't even know the Chesed Hashem's doing for us every single second. And we have to realize that. So what's the pshat? Why Afin Ayuba Osanes? Why is it? Why these three things? So I heard a great pshat from Rari Leibowitz, right? He's one of the heads of Ritz, of Yusmicha, a big Rav, right? Very involved in the Daf Yomi, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he says, Gevaldik. He says, you know what happened? In all these three instances, Purim, Chanukah, and Pesach, we were the low of the low. We hit the low. By Pesach, the Medrash tells us that we hit the 49th level of Tumah. We hit the 50th. We would not have come out of Mitzrayim. By the Chanukah story, Yavon was assimilating us. Yavon was so powerful into their clothes and into their bodies, and they were assimilating us. And in Purim, all Klal Yisrael, Mordechai took a stand and he went with Hester. But they all of Klal Yisrael, they were at the Sudas HaChashverosh. That's why we're so focused on Yayin. The Avudraham says that we're so focused on Yayin because all the miracles, even though there's no, it doesn't say Hashem's name at all in the Megillah, but still, the hidden miracles. And the Avudraham says that it was the Yayin. But guess what? The Gemara tells us in Megillah in the beginning that Klal Yisrael is involved in Sudas HaChashverosh. And they were even using the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rari Leibowitz says there's an idea here. We hit the low of the low, and we could have fallen. But Hashem said, I have so much chesed, I have so much rachamim, I love you so much, and I'm going to save you. If you put your hearts into it, you become a Mordechai, you become an Esther, You become that person that's going to fight. You become those makamim that say, Mila Shem Eli. And I see, again, maybe the nation's falling, but I give you another chance because I love you. I love you so much. These three instances, that's why it's the men and the women. Again, the miracle maybe came from the women, says Tosus. But it's the miracle showing that we hit the low. By Pesach and by Shavuos and Sukkot, that was a gift. That was a gift from Hashem. By Sukkot, Segor tells us in Sukkot Daf Yud Aleph, again, was it Anani HaKavod? Was it the clouds hovering over us? Or was it just a Sukkot Mamish? And Shavuos, getting the Torah, these were gifts from Hashem. We are on such a high level. But over here, we hit the low, and everyone hits lows sometimes. Sometimes we don't realize it, but we hit lows. It's like a moving escalator. Life's a moving, if you're just same thing over and over again, then that's not good. You have to. It's a moving escalator. There's ups and downs. I love escalators. Free, right? After the 10th time, I go up and my kids, everyone's looking at me like, what's wrong with this guy? I'm like, free. Now, like, you know, my oldest kid is 15. She's like, we can't do that only like one time, maybe. Right? But up and down. But we want it more up than down. The moving escalator. This is the idea that the Rabbon Shom says, I'm going to give you a Purim. I'm going to give you a Purim because a Purim represents this special day. Why? Why is Purim such a special day? So, again, there's different ideas. The Levush says that in Hanukkah there was the spiritual. They had their spiritual freedom. But Purim, Haman wanted to annihilate us. Amalek, we're still fighting Amalek. Amalek sometimes within us. We have to fight those doubts. But they put, last week was Parsha Zachor. As we spoke about, they put the coldness. They put, no, there's no Yad Hashem. And we fight against it. We fight against it. But why is Sudas Purim? Because Sudas Purim is V'nahafochuchu. Is that it doesn't maybe make so much sense, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to do it. And we don't always understand everything. But even you could give another idea. Is that Purim, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Peches, that Purim represents Kimu V'Kiblu. They re-accepted the Torah. That they had the Torah from Har Sinai, but they went and they re-accepted the Torah. That is the idea. The idea is that we're re-accepting, we're Klal Yisrael, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And Hashem's saying that even if you fell, even if you've fallen, and you think you can't get up, you always could get up. Purim represents that although it looks so bleak for us, and again, you don't see Hashem's name. I remember my father was sending me an article about this. And again, it's clear, we all know this, that you don't see Hashem's name, but it's open as an igaris, like a letter. Why? Because from one step to the other. And again, Rav Soloveitchik often, I heard from Rabbeim, that it's like that crochet. You know, it looks a little messy it looks a little messy in the back, but there's a beautiful picture. There's a beautiful picture on the other side. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And again, we all have struggles. But the whole idea is Lecha Ezbach Zevach Toido LaHashem. You know, there's no Hallel. There's no Hallel. The Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Yedad. Why no Hallel on Purim? So three different reasons. Rava says that because we're still Achashverosh, we're still Meshubet Achashverosh. And Rav Nachman says is that Kriyosa Zuhelulo. That when I read the Megillah, it's like a Hallel. And once I'm saying this over, I remember maybe I was a little shikker, right? I've been drinking for the past, again, I know what's going on. I've been drinking for the past 25 years, you know, my parents' Suda, and then Eretz Yisrael, and my cousin's Suda, and different friends, and then running a different Suda for my Bachurim for the past 10, 11 years. I've seen it all, literally, I've seen it all. And I remember being at the Suda, and I said this to my grandfather. I was probably like screaming about the Tzaddikim, right? All the different people. And I said to my grandfather, "No, the Pshat and Rav Nachman." And he said, "Meiri." He said, "Ah, if you don't have a Megillah, you say Hallel." And he said, "Wow." So he knew everything. So it's a Meiri that says the Hallel isn't. Why is that? Because Megillah represents the idea of the Hallel to Hashem. How we read through Megillah and we see the Yad Hashem in everything we do. The Yad Hashem. And again, you know, they made fun of me. They do gramins in my house and make fun of me. And all they talk about is Siyata Dishmaya. And they say it's a schus and an honor. They make fun of it. It's not a schus. It's not an honor. Right? They make fun of me. And I'll tell you, I had a great siyata d'shmaya recently. Again, I always have, I write it down in my notebook. Again, I'm a little backtracked. But again, you got to always, again, you got to shout out to Asher Lieberman, right? He quotes the Gro. He told me the Gro. I didn't know this Gro. You got to write it down. Write down your life. Write down, make a journal. Even if you're 50, 60, 70, write down that journal every day. Something small. Realize how much brachas you have in your life. How much things that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you. And it was amazing. Me and my wife, we went to Ramot. We went to Ramot to go. Again, we have to make this big Purim Suda. And we went to Ramot. My parents, my father, and my mother, they go back and forth. They made Aliyah, and they give me their car when they go back to America, and I have the car, Baruch Hashem, a chesed, that I'm able to, makes it easier to go grocery shopping, right? So, again, it's pizza night. It's pizza night, right? You know, give a shout out to my parents again, right? They sponsor the pizza night once a week, Baruch Hashem. And I kept on calling. No one was answering. I was in Ramot, but again, I don't want to try. I feel like I gotta do shopping. I'm calling. No one's answering. So I said, listen, we were supposed to go. We weren't sure if we were going to Ramot. We're going to go somewhere else. And we decided, you know, we're going to Ramot. It's a little closer to Givat Zev. And I'm like, he's not answering. I gotta, you know, my kids are babysitting, but I gotta get them food. Like, it's pizza night. So I kept on calling. I'm like, you know what? I'm in Ramot. Let me just go up to the store. Okay, worst comes to worst, I have to bring it back. It's not the biggest deal, even though, okay. So I go to the store, and I'm like, you know, I tried calling you. They're like, what do you mean? So the guy, he picks up his phone, and he's like, you're right. Wow, can't believe how many orders we probably missed because our phone's not working. And on this spot, he calls up Bezek, and Bezek comes. Imagine, this, Siyata d'shmaya. So whatever, I had to get the pizza, bring it home. But wow, you know, the little thing, I tried calling, and then I went, you know, maybe I should get a cut on it. You know, like, every pizza, they would have lost hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of shekel. But again, Siyata d'shmaya, I was in Ramot, I couldn't get through, so I went up to the store. Again, such small things. But again, this idea, the Yad Hashem in our lives, the Yad Hashem, how everything He does for us. You know why? The Rambam says, Los and Lovel, we're still going to have Megillah. We're still going to have a Purim. Once heard from one of my Rebbeim from Saks. Very interesting. The Gemara says, right, we have two Adars this year. When do you do Purim? There is a Havim in the Gemara to do Purim and Adar Aleph. Why is reason Makdimin? Go, do the mitzvahs right away. But there's another who says to Gemara, no, you know why I do Purim on the second Adar? Because I go Mismach Gula Legula. I go and I attach one Geula to the next. What does that mean? Pesach is coming up soon. Not trying to scare any women. You got to start. Yeah, right. The cleaning, right? Here we go. 30 days before the Chag. Not trying to scare anyone. Right? All the men are like, uh-oh. Shoot, got to get out of the house. So, chometz. No, just joking a little. So, but what's the idea? The idea is that Pesach represents the Nes Galui, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the open miracles. But it's not just about the open miracles. It's the hidden miracles. That's what Purim is, like we're saying now. Says the Rambam, in the time of Mashiach, although we're going to see Yad Hashem, we're going to have Shechina, it's going to be awesome. Me, my father, and my boys, we're going to be working, right? Uncle Alan, Uncle Ira, we're going to be working, and all the cousins, all the Kohanim cousins, we're going to be working together in the Beis HaMikdash. But we have to realize, sometimes, you know, you see Yad Hashem, and you see the Shechina, but you can't forget the hidden miracles that we're alive. All the things that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, and again, things that we don't even know about. This is the idea. We bring the carbon taida to represent that Hashem, we're going to be mefarsim you, we're going to be mefarsim the Nes. How much you have given us, right? I do this special thing, me and my wife, we do this thing, that we do this emunah in the tefillah, because Purim is such a special day. Yom Kippurim. Right, Yom Kippur is like Purim. You daven to Hashem what you need. So many people need Yeshuas. So many people need Parnassah. So many people need health. So many people need Shidduchim. So many things. And you daven for yourself and your spouse and your children and your grandchildren. And if you don't have that, you daven that you have future. You have a wife or a husband and you have children. Sidkonios, Sadikim, Sidkonios. It's all on this special day of Purim. And you have the ability to break the barriers. That is the idea of Purim. Purim is a holy day, but it's connected with Sav, because Sav is the carbon toid and all the different carbonates. As we spoke about, karev. It doesn't mean a sacrifice, it means closeness. And we're all in this world to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're all in this world and it's hard. There's a lot of barriers. There's a lot of things holding us back. There was one bacher, wow, I couldn't believe it. Again, you know, he's steigen, whatever. But he came alive on Purim. Who knows? Who knows what's going to be in the next couple of weeks? Who knows? But you see the chiba of Hashem, the chiba of this guy that he wants it, but there's just stuff blocking him. And there's stuff blocking for everyone. Everyone has this stuff. But Bezer Hashem, we're going to turn to Ribbono Shel Olam this Purim. Maybe Purim's almost over. But we're going to take it with us. And we're going to take it and connect it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone should have an amazing Purim. An amazing Parsha Tzav. Hodol LaHashem. Hodol LaHashem Ki Toiv. Ki Li Olam Chasto. Make it, say it out loud. We say Modim out loud. The only thing in Chazaras HaShas. Because that represents Hashem. You've done so much for us. Just keep on going. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Parsha Tzav.